If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Hey, Shalene, it's Anna. I just wanted to let you know how much I truly, truly appreciate your podcast and all the free content that you provide and stuff like that. I've been listening to you for about a little bit over a year, and I gotta say, I never get bored with any of your content. I listen to it every single day, and that's something that I truly look forward to and something that I can truly continue to grow from. And I just wanted to say thank you and keep producing all of that valuable information, and I hope to talk soon.
What's up? What's going on? I'm so happy, based on the title, that you're listening to this episode. Do you know even the most positive, confident people you know also have self-limiting beliefs? I have self-limiting beliefs. We all have thoughts that we repeat in our heads that hold us back from greatness. They're beliefs that we've repeated so often that we don't even stop to realize they're probably not true, and they're certainly not serving us. So in today's episode, that's what we're going to do. I'm going to teach you how to bust, kill, destroy, crush self-limiting beliefs once and for all. Do you know that there is, I'm going to give you the most powerful piece of this lesson right off the bat, and it's this. Now, some people are able to change beliefs through hypnosis. My friend, Kanae Corder, in fact, I will put a link to her website in our show notes, but she's amazing at helping people change beliefs in one session. In fact, she did hypnosis on my mother-in-law and it worked freaking wonders. She's the best. But if you don't believe in that, or maybe you need to do something today to help you change a belief, well, let me tell you how you do that. You do that by taking action. Yep, action is what kills, crushes, destroys negative beliefs. Okay, and here's maybe the piece you didn't realize. You don't have to change your beliefs in order to take the action. For example, I can believe that workout is torturous and that I'll hate it and that I won't have any energy for my workout. I can believe those things. And then I can, despite those beliefs, start my workout. And in doing so, taking that action actually gives me a different result, right? So I start actually enjoying myself. I start feeling better. I stop thinking about all the things I was worrying about before I started my workout. And before you know it, I'm really enjoying myself. I'm getting a great workout. I've got tons of energy. And in fact, I'm thinking, dang, I wish I had more time. This feels amazing. I wish I had started this earlier because I feel fantastic and I probably could even do more. I have so much energy. Children who believe that there are monsters under their bed, that's a belief that they hold. And that belief prevents them from doing something that is good for them, i.e., fall asleep or just stay asleep in their own bed. But a child who has this belief, they don't change their belief. What they do is they force themselves, or a parent forces them, to look under the bed while they're holding the belief, while they have that negative self-limiting belief, that false belief. They have to take action, and that action is to look under the bed. And it is that simple step, that act that they take in spite of the belief, that changes the belief, because action begets action, and action produces a result. Sometimes it's a good result, sometimes it's a bad result, but all results give us beliefs. So a child looks under their bed and they realize there's no monster there, then that result helps them to feel calm, and it helps them to believe, it helps them to change the belief. And now, after they looked under the bed a few more times and realized they didn't die and there was no monster there, now they're no longer afraid to look under the bed. So what monster is it that you've been avoiding? What monster is it that's preventing you from doing that thing that is in your best interest, that's going to be good for you, that's going to get you unstuck, that's going to help you to feel better about yourself and to reach your full potential? What is it? Identify that false belief. Identify the belief that's currently holding you back. let's talk about the type of thing that actually solidifies or strengthens a false belief. That is called overthinking. You know this to be true. If you're walking to the edge of a diving board, do they even make diving boards anymore? Have I just completely dated myself? Are diving boards like even a thing? They're probably not. Okay, fine. I know you've jumped off of something that was high up before. Maybe you've gone skiing and you've stood at the top of a mountain, a black diamond, and thought to yourself, this is way too steep. I can't do this. Every year when we go to Maui, we jump off of this area of rocks called Black Rock, and everybody in the family has done it. And when you climb up to the top of it, it doesn't look that high when you're looking at it. But once you climb up to the very top and you're standing on the edge, if you don't jump immediately, your brain starts to take over. Your beliefs start to tell you that you're going to die. And the longer you stand there and overthink it, the more frightened and afraid and paralyzed by your beliefs you become. People used to think that we were crazy, that we would do this with our kids. They're like, are you going to do that with your kids? It's like, yeah, I want to teach them to ignore their fears and to just go for it. And you might think, wow, that's a really irresponsible parent. But that one thing really did help them to become fearless. I've talked about it many times. That's what it takes to become fearless. To become fearless doesn't actually mean you don't have fear. It means that you are afraid of something, but you're not going to overthink it. You're just going to do it. You're just going to take action, especially when the thing that you know you should be doing, the thing you want to do, logically, you know you're not going to die from it. Logically, you know, why not you? You should be just as successful as anyone else. Why wouldn't you be able to do it? You know that logically, even though the voice in your head might be suggesting something other than that. I'm going to take a quick break to tell you about something really cool that happened. So during COVID, we're still in the middle of this pandemic, but I did a bunch of episodes early on talking about how to dramatically improve your immune system. Like, what are the myths? What are the misconceptions? What supplements should you be taking if your diet is at all deficient in any of these things? And some really cool science. And in that episode, I mentioned the company that I get my immunity supplements from, which is Organifi. Well, at the time, they weren't a sponsor for the show, but you guys overwhelmingly responded to that episode. And so many of you have turned into, and I'm really excited to tell you that now they see the value of the lifers, and they have become a show sponsor. So at this very moment, you can get 15% off of all of your high-quality immunity supplements, and they've got lots of other supplements too, from Organifi. So you just go to Organifi.com/Shalene. You get 15% off. Can I tell you my favorites? I use Organifi Immunity. It's a supplement called Immunity. I put that in my water with another one that's called Organifi Pure. I put those two in my water when I'm too lazy to make my own lemon, ginger, cayenne water, which is frankly often. I love the taste of those two combined. I love knowing what I'm getting. I love knowing that I'm getting my vitamin D3, my vitamin C, and a whole host of supplements that will improve your immune system without overstimulating your immune system. My friend Sean Cannell, who's a YouTuber, is also one of the professors inside of our Marketing Impact Academy. He turned me on to the Organifi Green Juice, which frankly, if it's just one of those weeks, I don't know if you've had one of these where you just go, geez, I haven't had any greens this week. I'll just do a greens drink in the morning and boom, I've had all my greens for the day. Yes, you know me, I would rather start with food, but let's be honest, there are days where that just doesn't happen. And so that's when I turn to Organifi. You know how important my reputation is, so please know that I've been using Organifi for several years. Their customer service is next level, their ingredients are next level, and I love this company. I would love to have you support our new show sponsor, Organifi, by going to Organifi.com/Shalene, and you'll get 15% off, and I cannot wait to hear what you think about their supplements. All right. Back to negative beliefs. I know you've had that experience where something in your head felt scary, overwhelming, really intimidating, and then you did it, and it took like 2 seconds, or you did it, and it was like, well, that was not a big deal. Why didn't I do that before? Why didn't I do that a year ago? Why didn't I do that 5 years ago? Why didn't I do that 5 minutes ago? We've all done that. And the reason why is because of your thoughts. Our thoughts are what hold us back. Our limits don't hold us back. You don't have limits. You are so much more capable than you realize you are. You're more capable than you think you are. You're more capable than you give yourself credit for. You're better liked than you realize. You're more attractive than you know. You're smarter than you think you are. You're a better singer than you think you are. Listen, if you follow me on Instagram, you know I'm probably a better singer than I think I am. All my life, I've told myself that I'm a horrible singer, that I can't carry a tune. Like, I can hear when people are on tune, but I can't sing on tune. I've always told myself that. And as you know, my good friend, Dr. Michaela, who's been on the show many times, she is a licensed and trained brain expert and psychologist, but she's also a vocal coach. She's a singer. Like, she was a singer before she became a doctor. And she loves giving me singing lessons. And I don't know if she thinks it's funny or whatever, but like, I've always gone along with it and just let her give me singing lessons and practiced. And part of the reason why I've had the confidence to just keep doing that in front of her is because she'll always make a big deal and say, like, no, you're really good. And I'm like, I am? She's like, yeah, do it again. And so her saying, do it again, and just forcing me to sing has helped me to get better at it. I mean, you can't get better at something that you don't do. If you don't take action, if you allow the belief in your head that you're a horrible singer to limit you from trying to sing, you'll never become a good singer. You can't get better at something you won't do. Now, this is something I'm going to do only for my podcast listeners. I still have some limiting beliefs, so I haven't posted all of my singing videos to my social media, but I've shared them with friends, and they pump me up every time they get one. They're like, no, it's really good. It's really good. So I'm still not ready to like go solo and post those videos on Instagram. But if you send me a DM on Instagram, I'll probably send you that video if you want to see it. But I'm definitely going to need you to give me some kind feedback. Right now, you might think that you're horrible at sales or that you're horrible at cooking. Maybe right now you are not very confident in your ability to host a party, be the center of attention, give a speech, start a business, write a blog. That's because you haven't done enough. You haven't done enough to fix it and get better at it. You're letting your own beliefs hold you back. You're not great at public speaking because you've told yourself you're not great at it and you haven't done enough to get better at it. You don't love being on camera or doing Instagram stories. You don't love going to parties. You don't like being the center of attention or whatever the belief is. You don't like doing it because no one likes to do things that they're not good at. And when we allow those beliefs to set limits on ourselves, we limit our action. And when we don't take action, I'm sure you're beginning to see how this works. If we don't take action, we never get the result. And if there's never a result, then there's nothing to fix. I can't improve my result if there is no result. So how do you know if, in fact, you have limiting beliefs? Okay, well, let's go over a couple of them. Number one, if you think that you are weak or that you lack discipline, if you think that you're worthless or that you're incompetent or that things just don't come very easily for you, if you think that when you try something in a certain area where you've been told you're going to fail, if you believe if you try to do that, you're going to fail, that is a limiting belief. If you think that you deserve less than what it is you'd love to have, that you're undeserving, that's a limiting belief. It is said that we have two different types of beliefs that really control the way our life looks. The first is what's known as a destination belief. And a destination belief is it's a conclusion. It's a conclusion that I'm destined to fail. I'm destined to attract loser men. I'm destined to be a housewife. I'm destined to be in this horrible, toxic relationship. I'm destined to be overweight. I am destined to be poor. I'm destined to struggle. Those are what we call destination beliefs. Now, directive beliefs are the things that jump in our way, almost like signs, like roadblocks, that when we're about to make a decision, a directive like or a sign will guide you towards the destination or the negative belief that you have. Another way of thinking of this is the directive beliefs are the little tiny thoughts that pop into our head, that little voice that we hear when we're thinking about taking an action that's contrary to a negative belief. So for example, you're walking into a party and your destination belief, your negative belief is that people don't like me, I'm awkward and uncomfortable around other people. That's your belief. That's your negative belief. In other words, that is your destination belief. Okay, so you're walking into this party and you see someone who looks really friendly. And in your mind, you're about to do something that contradicts your negative belief. You're about to go over and introduce yourself and say hello. You're about to do this thing. You're ignoring your own negative belief. You're ignoring the destination belief. And then all of a sudden, this little directive pops up that says, don't do it. They look like they're having a conversation with someone else. If you do this, you'll be annoying and you'll be interrupting that person and they'll reject you. So these little thoughts that pop in our head, they direct us back to our negative belief. And so you start hearing those little voices and you're like, oh yeah, 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 I shouldn't do that. And because you don't do it, you don't take action. What happens is you hold on to your destination belief. Your negative, overwhelming negative belief is intact now because you didn't do anything. In other words, you didn't take action that might have resulted in some other outcome that would have otherwise changed your belief. See how that works? So if we really want to dial this back, if you really want to drop that negative belief that you know is not serving you, it starts by catching yourself trying to support that negative belief with that small talk, that directive that's directing you back to your destination belief, right? So cut that voice off. Just ignore it. I mean, you can hear it, but just ignore it and do it anyways. Unless, of course, you like feeling stuck. You might think I'm being facetious, but I'm not. Actually, one of the reasons why we stay stuck and we allow these self-limiting beliefs to hold us where we are is because we think even though where we are isn't great, leaving our comfort zone is even scarier. We have this attachment to that which is familiar, whether positive or negative. It's a function that happens in the part of the brain called the amygdala. And that's the area of our brain that controls fear and pleasure. And ironically, we fear doing things outside of our comfort zone or familiarity because the unknown is scary. Overcoming negative beliefs involves accepting not only that you have them and that you're holding on to them, but that you actually find comfort in those negative beliefs. Isn't it crazy the way our brains work that you might be more comfortable accepting the belief that you are a loser, that you'll never amount to anything, that you're not good at things, that you're always going to be poor? Isn't it crazy to think that your brain might be telling you, hey, this is comfortable and familiar. Let's be comforted by this negative belief. Let's be comforted by these awful, negative, self-limiting beliefs because to not accept them might be uncomfortable. So here's the crazy, tricky thing about all of this. You have to be willing to be uncomfortable. That's the only way things are going to change. It is very uncomfortable. It is nerve-wracking. It stirs up anxiety and fear, and you'll sweat and your heart will race and your brain will go through all of these different thoughts trying to convince you not to do it. And you have an option. You can allow those things to continue or you can ignore them and just try and just take action. And also know this, it probably isn't going to be great, but I guarantee it will not be as bad as you think it's going to be in your head. And from that moment forward, it's just going to get better and better and better. And eventually, all that action that you're taking replaces your negative belief. Not eventually, immediately. The moment you take action that's contrary to a negative belief that you hold about yourself, you'll have a different result. And that result will shift your belief. It won't completely replace it. You're going to need to take more action. But the only way to crush, to kill, to eliminate, to destroy negative beliefs is with action. So go take action. Here's your homework assignment. Send me an Instagram DM and tell me what it is you've decided to do. Listen, I love you. I mean it. I do. I really, truly mean it. Thank you for your wonderful reviews. Thanks for being so cool. Thanks for connecting with me on Instagram. And I'll talk to you soon.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.